Catholic Connection, 15 minutes past the hour. It's a Monday morning. Our phone number is 877-573-7825. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Good to be with you. EWTN, Global Catholic Radio's guest this morning at 15 minutes past the hour is my dear friend. I also call her Ethel. There's a story behind that. We'll have to explain it some other time. If you're a regular listener, you know why. But her real name is Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's an evangelist. And she's a mom. Hey, sweetie. How are you?
Hey, Lucy. Hey, Teresa. How you doing today?
I'll tell people why we call each other Ethel.
Okay.
And Dominic even calls you Ethel now. I think I told you that.
I think that's a riot.
It's because we had an amazing experience last year in Rome with the Vatican Congress, but we looked a lot like, despite our professionalism and the books and everything, we looked a lot like Lucy and Ethel in the Chocolate Factory because we were stumbling all over ourselves because we were just so excited to be in Rome together at this conference. But anyway, to make a long story short, it's good to have you back on the program. And this morning we wanted to talk about traveling light and mothering summer style. And you want to base this on the beautiful gospel we had a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on again.
Sure.
And Teresa, remember those, I'll start off with just a little recollection of those lazy, hazy days of summer in our youth. And remember, you know, when we were little, don't you think it was so simple back then?
Yeah.
We could enjoy our summers thoroughly by just being together with siblings or cousins and, you know, playing out in the backyard. We didn't really expect a lot, and we just had a wonderful time just being able to get out of school and just, you know, relax. And look at how our world has changed so much, you know, with everything that's expected these days, you know, what the kids might expect from parents and what the parents expect, you know, all these lavish vacations maybe. Not that it's not a good idea to, you know, be able to get away sometimes, but lately, you know, it's a little tough with the way things are. But a recent reading struck me, yes, that one in Mark chapter 6, verse 8, when Jesus, it says, he ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, you know, et cetera. And we know the reading. And that reminded me so much of Mother Teresa, too, and her full surrender to God's providence for her. And how can we apply that to our own lives? You know, Jesus, you know, gave that demand, that instruction to the disciples, you know, go out and do this work for me, but don't take anything with you. And so what does that require? You know, trusting in him, that he's going to provide for us, and, you know, maybe also just decluttering a little bit in our minds and our hearts. We might think of it that way, as, you know, not being so complicated and having so many things to distract us. And so, you know, I was thinking about summer and the family and trying to keep things simple but pleasant and fun. And I think that sometimes we have these grandiose ideas about, you know, summer's coming and we're going to accomplish this and we're going to go on this lavish vacation. And we're, you know, we might set ourselves up for disappointment, too, this way. So let's try to, you know, bring ourselves back to that thought, that wonderful reading of keeping it simple and trusting and traveling light.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of featuring, and I will be featuring, not just thinking, this week on one of my blogs, View from the Domestic Church, I'm going to, you know, feature a recipe for a fun summer. I mean, we still have a good, you know, half a summer more to go, so we're still in the middle of it. So I'm going to have some food and fun and things all week. You know, also a couple of guest bloggers who have contributed something to do with summer. You'll find out what that is. I'll also have a book contest for my new book coming up. And, you know, let's keep in mind that some won't be traveling at all this summer due to the economic hardship.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of people out of work. They're worried about how they're going to keep their houses, never mind going on vacation. And so I think prayers are in order. We can ask St. Joseph, the wonderful head of the Holy Family, who I always promote to everyone, to say novenas to him and to, of course, ask our Lord and his Blessed Mother and just ask for help for these people who are desperately looking for ways to keep their homes. So, you know, let's try not to go too crazy with our ideas, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, and think of ways to have a restful summer, keeping it simple, maybe some day trips. And one little fun thing that I did recently was, I mean, it could be as simple as going to a park. I took one of my older daughters, you know, 23-year-old, who, you know, you wouldn't think might want to just hang out with mom at a park, but what did it take? A blanket and two sandwiches. And we stopped and got a couple of sandwiches and threw a blanket in the car. And we went to this nice little lake, and we hadn't been there in a year or more, and we just thought it's a beautiful day. It was just the two of us that afternoon, and we had this wonderful time. So you never know what kind of simple things can open up wonderful conversations. It doesn't require a cruise or something like that. You know, find a pretty setting if it's possible, and take the kids out, go to the library, try to take a pilgrimage this summer. That could be a goal. Are we fitting in those visits to the Blessed Sacrament? You know, can we fit those in during the week with our kids? And maybe just to try to find a time to declutter our homes and our hearts, you know, possibly think of that reading, that message of trying to travel light.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So these were thoughts that came to me recently.
Well, I think too, in terms of, you had a really good point in the beginning, Donna, about when we were kids, and we're about the same age. I turned 50 in September.
Pretty much. I'm older than you.
Yeah, you know, but you think about it. What did we do? I mean, we stayed out. I mean, it sounds corny, but we stayed out till the streetlights came on, and all I wanted to do was just be outside.
Me too.
Knowing I didn't have to get up the next morning to go to school, and I just wanted to play. And,
me
and,
too.
You know,
I love being outside. I love nature, and I just got so much out of nature. And just being outside, I mean, I did ride horses, and I did have animals. I had cats and dogs, and we even had...
I was a city kid, so I didn't have any of that stuff.
Oh,
but I used to go to the local pool, you know, but I used to love that and just being out there with my friends. We didn't need much to entertain ourselves, and I think maybe, you know, maybe grandparents, aunts and uncles, parents, we think we have to entertain our kids when really they just want to be with us and they just want to, you know, enjoy, I think.
Exactly, and I think as time goes on and we have more and more technology and more at our fingertips and more is expected of us and of, you know, and we put these demands on ourselves as well. And we think, oh, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. And just that little example of a blanket and a couple of sandwiches and what do you get? You know, wonderful time with one of your older daughters or, you know, we can try to do that in so many ways by not having such high expectations of what we need to do and try to just be in the moment, try to plan things to be together and not have to worry about all of the exteriors and things like that. But yeah, when we were young, it was so simple, wasn't it?
And you know, you think of how many kids stay, and it's a different world too, and I'm sure parents are concerned because of the elements that are out there now because of, you know, some problematic things in society.
Yes, right.
But at the same time, I think it's so much more, and Dr. Meg Meeker talks about this a lot in our program, how important it is just to let kids be kids and get out there and enjoy, you know, nature. Maybe go to the zoo, maybe go to the park, you know, play on the swings.
Yes.
You know, they have all that energy, and it's so important for them to be outside, especially when the weather's nice.
Absolutely, and we're getting some wonderful weather right now here. So yeah, so many wonderful times can be experienced in simple ways. And, you know, maybe plan a pilgrimage too, even if it's just to a local basilica or shrine that's not too far away. You can take a day trip, and you can turn that into lots of fun. You can go out to lunch maybe and go to this wonderful holy place, and you can teach your kids things about the faith just in the drive there and the drive back and being there. So we can fit, you know, we should make sure we fit prayer into our summers, as we always talk about, right, Teresa?
Right.
Get that prayer in, you know, no matter what we're doing with the family, and it's so important.
So you'll have some of these tips on your website, correct?
Yes, I'm going to, the website is the easiest to give listeners, the www.donnacooperoboyle.com. And really the blogs are the places you can get to off of the website. And I will have like a whole week at View from the Domestic Church. That's my new blog. I'll have a whole week of summer food and fun and all kinds of things this week with even a couple of guest bloggers. And I'm going to run a, she's got a real nice, one of them has this really nice recipe and all kinds of things that we're going to have this week. So, you know, tune in each day and check it out. We'll also... I'll be doing a book contest for my new Mother Teresa book. I'll be running that this week.
Which I want to talk about for a few minutes. We have about 5 minutes left. And give us the title of the book. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be writing the foreword for
I know.
It. I'm working on it right now. And,
thank you so much. I'm so excited that you're doing that. And, excuse me, it's called Mother Teresa and Me. I'm sorry, I have a cold. And it's a surprise title because that isn't what I intended it to be originally. It was going to be a biography about Mother Teresa. And as I wrote it, you know, I couldn't leave out how I met her and how she came into my, you know, life and how she affected my life. So, you know, part of it had to be a little bit about me. And then, but as I kept writing, the story unfolded how she affected my life and how, what, you know, how I'm affected now by knowing her for almost 10 years through letters and meetings and our friendship. And so the publisher really felt that this needed to be, you know, a change in the title and a change in, you know, don't be afraid to tell the whole story, they told me, you know. So, and Pope John Paul II helped allay my fears, you know, the Be Not Afraid apostle that we had, who was always saying, be not afraid. Well, he wrote to me and said, and gave me his apostolic blessing on my work on Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And that's what he said, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and, you know, blessings on your work. And I was just amazed, and as each day went on after I received that, I realized what an amazing blessing that was. So I really feel the grace of God and all of those blessings on the work, you know, coming from our late, wonderful Pope John Paul II. So,
I'm excited about this because, you know, Mother Teresa, I think I told you, and I'm sharing this in the forward, I actually had the opportunity to meet her. I didn't have the opportunity that you did to spend time with her and get the letters and whatnot like you did, but it meant the world to me to actually be blessed by her. I was an intern at a large radio station here in the Detroit area, and it was my responsibility, among other things, to bring the guests into the studio, get them coffee, get them situated for the noon show. It used to be called the Focus Show with J.P. McCarthy, and the producer, Hal Youngblood, allowed me to, you know, take the guests in and chat with them and whatnot, and I got to spend a little bit of time with Mother Teresa, and she blessed me before she left.
Oh, that's a wonderful, what an amazing blessing. You know, to have her as the guest, you'll never, that I'm sure stayed with you, and I'm sure it affected your whole work. You know, and her prayers.
At the time, I didn't realize it, but yeah. I mean, I look back on that now, and I really see that as a very important moment of her blessing me.
I know, it's really interesting how these things really come to us later sometimes, things that happen in our lives. But yeah, that was a wonderful blessing, and she really made a great impact on my family and blessed my children and my work, and it'll all, you'll see it in the book, but I'll, you know, and I'll probably, you know, be putting excerpts on my website and blogs for those who might not read the book, but it's just an amazing message that she has, and she really opened our eyes to see the poor around us. That's the important thing, not just, oh, we don't have to run off to Calcutta to see, to be able to take care of the poor, but we can follow the gospel message in Matthew by taking care of our families and our neighbors and our community, and that's really something she opened our eyes to see the poor around us, those starving for love, not just for a piece of bread. So that's what I wanted to do, to continue her message, and I had that burning desire to do that, and doing that, all of this poured out of me, and it's just finally going to see the light of day, and I'm so excited. It's going to be coming out in September.
I was going to ask you, what's the publishing date in September?
Well, it's going to the latest by mid-September, but we're trying to meet, you know, like her feast day, and her, the 12th anniversary of her death is really this September.
Oh, my gosh, already? The 12th anniversary? Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, because she died the same about the same time as everybody ties it in with Princess Diana, because, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
She was in the shadows of that, kind of. But yeah, it should be. It'll be out then, and I'm taking pre-orders on my website actually for the book. And I have the picture of the cover.
Which is beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine-tuned a little bit, but just to see it was amazing. And they put one of my letters in the background under the picture.
You know, those are relics. If she becomes a saint, which she most likely will.
Yeah, and I have her. Well, I wear a relic that she gave me, the Blessed, the Miraculous Medal that she gave me during the pregnancy with Mary Catherine. And I give the Miraculous Medals I give out at all my events. I touch to my medal, and I give everyone a blessed Miraculous Medal in tradition, keeping with her tradition. Mm. And I write about that in the book, the Miraculous Medal, and all the miracles that have been attributed to it. And Father Hardin's in my book. There's a lot of people in my book that I know. You might see yourself in there if you read it. I put some of my readers in there. Mm. You're in there, Teresa.
Oh, I am. I haven't finished the whole thing yet. That's a scary thought. Well, don't let that prevent you from buying the book, even though I'm in there. Well, listen, we got to run. I do want to remind people of your website, which is DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. But I thought I would close with a great quote about Mother Teresa from the great apologist, convert to the faith, professor, and the author of more than 50 books, Dr. Peter Kraft, who, to me, he's so brilliant, but he's also very, I think, funny and has a dry sense of humor. He talks about, this is an article in Envoy magazine this month all about critical thinking, and he's talking about how we need to be more like Mother Teresa, not only, of course, in the way we treat people, but that she cut to the chase, okay? She just cut to the chase about life and about God, and there's a great quote. He says, the greatest saint of the worst century in history, Mother Teresa, was totally ordinary, earthy as the earth, grounded as a grandmother, and her mind was like a small, sharp kitchen knife.
Yeah.
It cut instantly through layers of baloney.
That's right. That's great.
Isn't that a great quote?
Yeah, that's a great quote. And that's just like she was and is.
Well, sweetie, thank you. Time always goes by so quickly when you're on with us. But again, I want to remind people you can pre-order Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle's brand new book on Mother Teresa on her website, by the way, donnacooperoboyle.com. And you can also check out the blogs on Mothering Summer Style, which will be on there too, with recipes and all kinds of fun activities and to get you out there to enjoy the rest of the summer. And it's only half over.
It's only half over. We got a lot to go.
Yes. I hate it when I see these back-to-school sales. It drives me nuts.
Oh, I know. I'm seeing them.
It's July, for crying out loud.
I know. Remember to keep prayer in your summer, everyone.
All right, sweetie. We'll do. Thank you so much. DonnaCooperOboyle.com. A new book coming out in September, all about Mother Teresa. Donna's a relationship with her, including her words of wisdom. More words of wisdom from Dr. Meg Meeker coming up on a Monday. Stay tuned.